Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Free Psychic Greetings Monday. This is Nina, your host for this evening. Lennis is off for the month of September on a sabbatical, trying to get her books done. So you will have to put up with just a little old me for this month. I hope you're all doing well. The new moon was yesterday. Brought about a little bit of tension, I think, between people, but it should be lessening within the next couple of days. I hope you all had a great weekend, and wherever you are, I hope the weather is better than it is here in Alberta. We are expecting snow on Wednesday. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I said the S word, snow. Yeah, it's only the beginning of September, and that's what we deal with up here in Canada. But anyway, without further ado, I think I will get on with the show. You know who I am, so you know I'm going to hit you straight from the hip. So here we go, ladies and gents. Thank you all for joining me. Heather, thank you for joining me in thank you very much, Shisha, for being there too. That really warms my heart. Ladies and gents, if you would like to go into the chat room at all tonight, we have two guest psychics in there. So, yeah, be prepared. We will definitely answer your questions in there as well. Okay, without further ado, I'm going to go to my first caller, area code 330. You're on the air with Nina. Hello.
Hi, this is Kimberly. Hi.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Good, thank you.
That's great. What can I answer for you tonight?
My question, I was talking with this gentleman, and I thought he was leaving the person he was with. And so I'm not sure if he's coming to me or if there's someone else coming for me.
Can I have his first name?
James. Jim.
Was he supposed to leave this other person?
Yes. He said he was waiting to talk to me for quite a while, and he's walking on eggshells around her. And he just loved my personality.
Is there little people involved in this?
Is there any little people? Involved? No children. No.
Okay.
His children are grown and I don't have any.
Okay. I don't know. I'm seeing kids. I don't know why I'm seeing kids. I don't see him being free of her in the next little while.
Okay.
I think it's going to drag out until towards the end of the year with her. But he does care about you.
Okay, is he the right one I should hang on for? Or?
The angels aren't telling me anything, believe it or not. They told me that much, but they're not telling me anything else. Okay, just a minute. Okay, what they just told me is he could be if you want to wait, but it could take some time.
Okay. Well, is there anyone else coming? Because...
Well, there's always someone else coming, isn't there? I don't see your heart's free yet, because you still have some Your heart's still tied up.
Okay. Probably because I don't have a good ending or, you know.
I think there's a lot of if, ands, or maybes in this relationship. Yeah, and I think that's why I'm not getting a very clear picture. They're just sitting there and they've got, their hands are up. It's like uncle type thing, right? And that's what they're showing me. It's like an uncle type. So it could be a good relationship for you. If, like I said, if you want to wait. But he is going to be tied up with this other person. Not tied up emotionally, but physically tied up with this person for until close to the end of the year. November 29th is coming up. Now, maybe that's when everything will be said and done. But, yeah, that's all I'm getting out of this because it seems like it's kind of a kerfuffle.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Kimberly. I'm really trying. I really am, but I can only
get
what
I believe
getting.
You. I just great, and I'm not sure. But if someone else asks me out, I'll probably go. How's that?
Well, you know what? I would say go. If things work out with that other person, great. And if they don't, I'm pretty sure things will work out with James. But yeah, to hang on for that length of time. On a maybe, like there's no clear definition. Because I think he doesn't have a clear definition. It's not you, it's him.
Agreed.
No, it's not you. It's definitely him that his mind is just a jumble right now. He just doesn't know what to do. He is a good guy. He has a good heart. Much I am picking for sure. But I can't tell you for sure that he is the one that is going to come to you in the time that you need him to come to you. Does that make sense?
Well, yes, we'll just see if someone else wonderful shows up. And if not, maybe he'll be free by the time I'm ready. Who knows?
Exactly. Because like I said, it's not you. It's definitely him that I'm getting all these jumbled up messages from. You have a pure heart. I can feel that. And you are ready to love, for sure. So, you know what? Go for it, Kimberly. If you find somebody else, go for it. And please, give me a call back and let me know, okay?
Okay,
all right.
I will. Thanks.
Good luck to you. Have a great week.
You too.
Okay, next caller, area code 610. You're on the air with Nina.
Hi, Nina. This is Marie.
Hi, Marie. How are you?
Good. My question, should I just jump right in? Or?
Sure, go right for it.
Okay, my question is... if my husband lost his job about a year ago and we've kind of been floating financially, do you see anything coming up for him getting a job, or is there any issues that need to be, you know, is there any spiritual issues that need to be addressed before that happens?
I don't see any spiritual issues, no.
Okay.
He's got a pretty pure heart. The angels are telling me about his resume. There's something about his resume that he needs to tweak.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure what it is, but there's something about his resume that needs to be tweaked. So maybe have a look at it and see if there isn't maybe a mistake or something in there. I see him getting a job before. Okay, let me see. Before November 15th. November
okay.
must be a good time.
That is good news. That would be good news. We've kind of been estranged, but he's still supporting us. Does it look like we might get back together or no?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh, yes. For sure. Yeah.
Not till he gets the job, though, was what I was kind of getting, but I don't know.
That's entirely up to you is what I'm getting.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. How long have you two been separated?
He has lived separately at least 6 years because he had took a job in another state.
Mm. Okay.
And his
was
name
it
is
just
also.
Because, was it just because of the job that you were estranged?
No, he had already moved out 2 years before that, so more like 8 years he's lived separately.
Hmm. Well, I see you guys getting back together because you both care about each other. Stuff.
Yeah,
you both still care about each other. So I do see you getting back together. But you're right. It's going to be up to you whether you do or not. And it will be after he gets a job.
Okay. All right. Does it feel like a move is involved with his job or...
I'm not picking up a move, no.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, my dear. You have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's see if we can do this. Area code 229, you're on the air with Nina.
Hi, this is Nina. This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How are you?
All right. Tell Miss Nina, Lennis, I meant Mister.
I will do that.
Okay.
What's up?
Today is my birthday, and I just wanted to see what you have coming for me, because I have more than one question. So whatever you can pick up that's coming my way, or do I need to ask a question?
You need to ask a question, but first I would like to say happy birthday to you. You're a Virgo as well, so am I.
Yes. Next week?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Happy early birthday. That's
Thank
great.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
all right, Miss Glennis, I see you in the chat room. You know what? I think you better come on air. Nothing there.
See you in the chat room.
She is in the chat room.
Hey, Miss Lennis. You've called her out.
Yeah, she has been. Melvin, ask your question.
Well, relationship. I'm real lonely. And I don't have a clue who I'm interested in, but is someone stepping in anytime soon?
I don't see anything as far as the relationship goes, Melvin.
Okay. Do you see anything improving with my disability? They have sent me a couple of checks, but they didn't go back farther enough. And I got to talk to my attorney in the morning and for them to go back farther. Do you see that taking place for them to go back farther? They only went back so far, but they're supposed to go back for 2012 for back pay. And
well,
do you see any changes in that?
We talked about that 2 weeks ago. I don't see them going 2012. I only saw them going back as far as 2015. So I don't think.
Will I get a satisfied back pay from them, and also my check each month that I will be okay with, where I won't have to struggle.
Well, Melvin, I think we all struggle no matter what.
I know that, yeah.
So,
I mean, basically, just another.
I'm not getting a clear picture on this, Melvin. I think maybe because there's so many disputes going on right now with your lawyer involved. Between them and, I'm not getting a clear picture at all. All I know for sure is they will go back to 2015, but no further.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Ms. Maynard.
You're welcome, Melvin. Let me know what your lawyer said.
Okay, I definitely will. I've got to talk to him in the morning.
Okay, well, I'm praying for you, Melvin. I hope everything works out for you. But like I said, I cannot see them going any further than 2015. It's very, very unlikely. So please don't get your hopes up too high, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, area code 347, you're on the air with Nina. Area code 347. Hello. Okay, I'll come back to you. Area code 703, you're on the air with Nina.
Hi, this is Andrea. How are you?
I'm good, Andrea. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. Went to my chiropractor, so I'm much better now.
Awesome. Okay, what can I answer for you tonight, hon?
I'm trying to pick up a relationship. I was with this guy named, we kind of sort of took a break for a little bit, but I tried to reach out to him, and I think someone else is using his phone because someone else keeps texting from the phone. It's not him, so I'm not sure what you pick up anymore from this relationship.
What? May I have his first name, please?
His name is Eddie or Edward.
It's almost like he's on radio silence. Are people answering your texts?
I texted him I called yesterday and it rang, and then it went to voicemail, and then I got a text back, said stop texting me. I said, this is not Eddie. She said, you're right, this is his girlfriend, so stop, so let it go. I said, no, it's not his girlfriend, this is his ex-wife manipulating him. And then I called today and it rang, and then someone answered and then hung up. So I don't know who has, I know she has the phone. I don't know if he's getting my messages or not.
No, he's not getting them. That's why the radio silence. Not getting your messages. Is there any other way of contacting him?
I sent a letter to his house today. I know he has an iPad, so I don't know if he doesn't have the iPad where he can't text from there either. I did send an email. I didn't hear anything back, so it's probably why it's silent, because he doesn't have the phone. But I actually sent all the messages and put it in a letter, and I sent it to his house today. So he should get in a couple of days.
Okay. Okay. Lannis is saying that Eddie is a player. He's kind of playing you and the ex-wife. So maybe time to look elsewhere.
Yeah. Well, they have a kid together. That's why she's kind of, dangling the kid in front of his face. So I can understand that, but it doesn't mean you have to go back.
I can understand that too, but that also means that he doesn't have a backbone.
Exactly. I said the same thing.
Yeah, he doesn't have a backbone. So also the fact that she has his phone should tell you right then and there It's time to find somebody else, my dear.
Yeah, I don't know how you go. You can go without your phone. I mean, how do you let someone just take your phone unless he has another phone with another phone number, which is dumb. I don't know how you don't have your phone. It's crazy.
Well, he's obviously letting the ex or so-called ex run his life, and that's not good news for you.
No, no. You know, it's like because she doesn't trust him, you know, so that's probably why she has his phone. Oh, well. But he'll get my letter because I did send a letter to his house, so he'll get my letter.
But the point being, she has his phone because he let her have his phone.
Yeah. Yeah, which is dumb.
So, yeah, it's dumb, but it should also tell you very clearly that he's not up to a relationship with you.
That's crazy.
Because
it's
he
stupid.
Hasn't let go. Well, it is crazy and stupid, but he hasn't let go of her. So, I would move on if I were you.
Yeah, especially when you're 50. You don't have time for that. So.
No, you don't have time for that. Basically, crap. So move on, my friend.
Yeah.
Find someone else that will love you for you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No problem. Talk to you soon.
Okay. All right.
Have
Bye.
A great Bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Area code 860. You're on the air with Tina.
Hi. My name
Hi.
Is Amla. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I kind of have the same question as this previous caller. We went through a little breakup, but I don't think it's over, but I'm just wondering what you see for my relationship with this person.
Everybody's on relationships. It's got to be because of that damn new moon.
Oh, Aaron.
Darren.
Yep.
Hey, Lennis, what are you picking up on Darren? Lennis is in the chat room. I have...
What was that?
I have a chalkboard in front of me.
Okay.
I have chalkboard and white chalk, and the angels aren't writing on it. Why are they not writing? Have you been in contact with him in the last
No,
while?
I haven't. I have not. I just felt intuitively, I feel like he needs time and space, and I feel like I do too. So it's been a few weeks since I've been in contact with him.
Okay,
that explains
the blank chalkboard. Okay, if you have not been in contact with him and he has not been in contact with you, my guess is it's time for both of you to move on.
Okay. You don't feel I'm sorry, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
If you were truly meant for each other, there is no way you could stay out of contact for this length of time. Absolutely no way. Your heart would not let you.
I understand that. Trust me, my heart has been like, I think of him all the time. It's just the fact that I don't want to contact him because of the emotions that are involved. It needs to be, we need to take time for ourselves. Like, it's self-care first, right? Then you can have a relationship with somebody else. So that's why there's been new contact as far as, and it's been hard. Every day I've been fighting myself, honestly, to talk to him.
Yeah, okay. Hi, Lennis.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Are you picking up the same thing? Yeah, we can hear you, Lennis. Are you picking up the same thing as about Darren?
I'm sorry, I didn't even concentrate. I was calling in, so I'm so sorry.
Okay. Well,
I'll let you take it, Nina.
Well,
Is it okay to ask the question? Can I ask the question again? Okay, so there's this space between this guy and I that for a couple of weeks ago, and I just was wondering if you see us getting back together again.
Okay, what's his first name?
Aaron.
And you are who? What's your name?
Amala.
Sharon?
Amala.
What is it? Oh, Amala.
Yes.
Oh, I remember you. You're one of our regulars. Okay. Aaron.
It's been a while, though. I haven't been on with you guys in a while. Yeah.
I remember you.
Yes.
What Aaron?
Darren.
Darren. Oh, not Aaron.
Yes.
Darren. D-A-R-R-I-N.
No, it's Aaron with an A. Aaron.
Oh, then I was right. Oh, okay. Okay.
You're right.
Aaron's a little confused right now. Part of it is personal, part of it is business.
Okay.
Relationship is not a priority with him right now. It probably is with you, but with him it's not. I'm not saying that, you know, he's trying to hurt you or anything like that. He's just got other things on his mind right now that are more important than a relationship. So just be patient. Don't take it that he doesn't want to be bothered. Just be patient and give him a chance, because he is going through some personal and some business aspects in his life right now.
So do you feel like he's gonna contact me, or should I? Intuitively, I was telling Nina, I just feel like I just think he needs space because of the confusion.
Well, yeah, that's what I said, you know, a little space. I mean, if you don't hear from him by Friday, of course, there's nothing wrong with you calling to check in and, you know, see how things are going. But, yeah, give him a little. When's the last time you talked to him?
It was actually because there's so many ways to talk to somebody nowadays. 2 weeks ago was when it happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then by Friday I would give him a call, find out what's going on. You know,
okay. It'd
give you a peace of mind, you know, also. So, yeah. If you don't hear from him by Friday, call.
Okay.
But trust me, it has nothing to do with you why he's not talking to you. It's other things in his life. Okay.
Okay, so do you feel like, but if I do call him on Friday, like, is it going to be like, why are you calling kind of thing? Like, I think that's why, I think it's a fear of mine, you know? Like, I don't want to.
No, why are you putting a negative in there?
I know, I shouldn't. I know, you're right, absolutely not.
Yeah, if you're looking for love and you want love, you got to be positive, honey. Put those good thoughts out there. He's just going through some personal issues right now, and, you know, eventually your relationship will have a chance, you know, with understanding and communication. That's why I'm saying call him on Friday, right? Nothing beats communication. And then you have understanding of what the person is going through or why they haven't been in touch with you.
Right. So do you know when this might be happening, the together, committed partnership with him?
No, I'm not seeing that.
Okay.
I'm not seeing that. But I do see you calling on Friday. I do see that.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Wish you the very best, young lady. Have a good one.
God bless you. God bless you both. Thank you.
All right.
You're
back
welcome.
To Nina.
All right, Lennox, let's try another caller. Area code 610, you're on the line with Lennox and Nina.
Hi, I had to call back in on your write-up, so I did. This is Maria again, and I have a question about my daughter. I'm pretty much, you know, taking care of her like 24 hours a day. She had an active brain injury. And I was just wondering if it feels like she's going to heal, and is there any, you know, advice from angels or whatever on what I could do to help her even more.
Maria, what's your daughter's name?
Maureen.
Okay. So I need. Oh, yeah, the angels are around her. Oh, what a beautiful spirit.
Yeah.
Beautiful spirit. I'm picking up, I got this glow and this sunshine going through my body right now. Your daughter's a beautiful human being. Okay, so, Mom, what do you need to know about her?
Well, she's not functional, you know, memory and everything. Like, you know, will her memory return? And short term, you know, it's like
it's going to take a lot of patience on your end. I know you've been patient already, and that's because you're mommy. You've been patient already. It can come about, but it's going to be like trial and error. You're just going to have to work with her and remind her of certain things, and it'll slowly come back. Almost, she's almost like if she was like 1, 2, or 3 years old and you're training her, okay. Yeah. And I'm sure you probably know that without me saying it. Well, this is the same thing with her memory. Yes, it will come back, but it's going to take patience. So as you go through, you know, honey, do you remember like at 16 we had a big balloon party for you or something? You know, give her a minute to kind of think about it and see if it works. If it doesn't, then go to another thing. But it will come back progressively. It's just a slow process. I'm sorry to say that, but your daughter is going to be better. She truly is.
Oh,
yes, she is going to get better. The angels are around her. There's four of them around her right now. You're right there with her. She's smiling.
That's
wonderful.
Because there's four angels standing there right now with your daughter. So that's why I'm asking if she's smiling, because they just feel good. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nina.
Maria, she will not be back totally like she used to be. It will only be partial. So, yes, she will get part of the memory back. Yes, she will get some function back, but it won't be a total recovery.
Wow, okay. So will she won't ever work again? Like right now she's not able to work and everything.
She's working, but only as a... I hear there's a lot of static on your end. I see her only I see her only working at something that is very repetitive. But that's it.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, but yeah, that's just what I'm picking up. I don't see a full recovery. I think there's too much damage there, and it's been a while already. And because of that, not full recovery.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, my dear. Sorry.
You're welcome.
Okay, area code.
First of all, you got to go.
Hello.
So how is it
now?
It went down, but...
Oh, what?
Hello.
Goodbye.
Hello.
I hung up on... I put some...
Oh, okay.
Area code 70. We're on the air with Lennis and Nina.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Who am I speaking to?
Oh, you're speaking with Delphine.
Hi, Delphine. What can we answer for you today?
Well, I was just wondering, like, what are you picking up for me for the rest of this 2018? Like, from the month of October, November, and December? Anything
that's
positive?
That's too broad of a question. Can you narrow the question down, please?
In terms of love life.
Love life. It's not February, is it, Lennis?
No. But could you spell your name for me, please, ma'am?
D-E-L-P-H-I-N-E.
That's pretty. Okay, thank you. No, it's not February. And Delphine, you're fixing to run into somebody in November who was somebody from your past. You're not going to be too pleased about it. It was a person you didn't have the best relationship with because you're asking about love life. So there is one guy that's going to show up in November, but it's not a good thing. What else? I don't see any big love. I see after Christmas in December, I see that there's somebody coming, but November, no. I mean, the guy that's coming is somebody from your past that you would rather not have seen. So it's like, hello, goodbye. What are you getting, Nina?
I'm picking up, Delphine, that you will meet somebody on New Year's Eve. You will be at a get-together on New Year's Eve, and you will meet somebody very interesting there.
Okay. Do you see this being a nice relationship, a serious one, or?
Well, that is, I think, up to you. What I'm picking up is the gentleman that you're going to be meeting is a very nice man. Great manners. Yeah, he's kind of hunky, too.
Okay.
That's all I'm picking up. So it's going to be basically up to you. He's great conversationalist. Great person to be with. Very kind, very conscientious. Lannis, are you picking up anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay,
Okay.
Delphine, you will
I'm happy for
like
you.
Yeah, he's a
Thank
great
you.
Guy. So you have fun on New Year's Eve. You're going to bring in 2019 with a bang.
You sure are.
Thank you.
All right.
Party for us too, Delphine.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Have a great evening. And a great week. Good night. Okay, area code 346. We're going to try you one more time.
Hi, I'm here.
Hello.
Hi, this is Tanika. I'm calling from New York.
This is who?
This is Tanika. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Tanika. What can we do for
Hi,
you?
Hi, Tanika.
Hi, I just wanted to see what you guys see for my current job, if you see anything for that or in the area of my love life, anything coming for me?
Which one do you want, love life or job?
I guess job.
Wow, I'm twisting a towel in my hand. What is going on your job? It's just twisting. Ugh.
Yeah.
It's toxic, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Felt
mm-hmm.
that right away.
Yeah.
Are you considering
like
moving to another? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nina.
It's almost like there's a black cloud following you around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody at that job is very miserable. I think it's just not good. Everybody at that job is like very miserable. The women, the men. Not me. I'm trying to make the most of it, but.
Okay,
yeah.
Let me
yeah,
say this, Tamika. You need to change. You need to get out of there.
Yep.
And I'm picking up right now that right before Christmas you get another job that's going to make you happy, it's going to be peaceful, and the money's going to be good. So I'm asking you, I know this is September, to start putting out some job applications to go to another job. Universe, it is such a cluster of chaotic, toxic, cancerous stuff going on that job. It's really horrible. And Nina's right. It's horrible. So I want you to start putting in applications, you know, going on interviews, whatever. But I see you right before Christmas. It's almost like Christmas Eve. You got the job of your dreams and peace and money.
Wow.
It's actually your
yeah.
Christmas gift. That's what
yeah,
it is. It's actually your Christmas gift. Yep. Go ahead, Nina.
I'm picking up the same thing. You will, I see by December 13th is popping up. Now, why 13 is popping up? But December 13th is when you will be starting your new job.
All right.
You know, I got hit by a car on Friday the 13th, December 2013. That's when I got hit by a car.
So on the same day, you can have a bigger blessing, right?
Mm-hmm.
what made you angry or sad or hurt can turn around and that same day could give you the most joy that you've been looking for.
Wow. That would be
Remember,
great.
There's yin and yang in life. There's always yin and yang in life. So you've experienced the bad on that date. Now Nina's telling you on the same date that something good is going to happen for you. So you'll never look back on the past as something bad. You'll only look forward and think, you know what, the 13th was all right with me. It blessed me.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So there you go. Now start putting out those applications, because if you don't do it, then you are changing things. Now what we have told you is the path that you should be on. To get on that path, you need to put in some resumes to different companies and get another job, because you're not going to get it if you sit on your butt.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you go out here, you go out and start putting out those resumes, and please call us back when you get that job, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, congratulations from me, too. Thank you, Nina.
Thank
All
you,
right,
I will.
God bless you, and have a wonderful week, my dear.
Thank you. Thank you, Lynette.
You're welcome.
All right. We have all lines open in the queue, and it's a special, special night. Lennis is here with us. Hi, Lennis. I'm happy to talk to you.
You just going to put me out, throw me under the bus, huh? I just thought I was talking to Anna, and so we both came in to support you, and Heather's here. Oh, God, it must be, what, 6 or 7 of us in here. And I'm like, okay. We were just coming to sit back to listen or, you know, support you. Good show. Good. I mean, a lot of people in the chat room, too, so it's all good.
Oh, yeah.
Some of you may know or not know that I took the month of September off to focus on getting my book out. I wrote a book, Prayers, at 11:59, and it's a good book. Because just when you're about to give up, believe it or not, you'll get your answer. So I'm working on getting that out and focus on that. I actually have two books, but the main one is that prayer book. I want to get that one out, so that's where I'm at, and Nina's kind of been on her own this month, and I appreciate it and love her for it. You know, every Monday night she's been here for you guys. So, but I will be back the first Sunday in October. So
that's a good thing, because I won't be there. Because that is the Canadian Thanksgiving, is the first Sunday in October, and I will also be away that Monday because it is a long weekend. So just to let you all know, Lennis will be manning the fort that weekend.
The shoot from the hip.
Well, I think I'm kind of doing that now too, Lennis. I think we're both
straight
and, yeah. Okay, we have all lines open. The queue is, you know, empty. If you don't call in within the next 30 seconds, we're going goodbye.
Well, I'll tell you what. We got a question from Ms. Sheha in the chat room, and she'd like to look into her romance. What do you see during this period of the new moon?
Anna, you know what? You need to really get out. That's what you need to do. You need to really socialize a little bit more. I can't materialize a person for you. You need to get out to meet somebody. I don't know. Have you joined any social groups lately? Because that would help.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's what I'm seeing. Like, you really need to put yourself out there. You're not doing that right now, and I think you should, because you have a lot to give in a relationship. So get out there, join some kind of a social club, something you're interested in, whether it be travel or book club, playing darts, cards, your church group, whatever you think is fun to you. But it's got to be something that you enjoy doing. And once you do that, then you will find somebody. You will find romance. But you need to really put yourself out there. And
here you go. She said,
stay
I know.
Yes, and you need to stay off of them damn dating websites. I don't know. Them things are, some of them are pretty toxic.
Yeah, they are. I tried them, you know, when it was popular quite a few years ago now when they first came on the scene. And my daughter suggested I go to the Christian site. Okay, Christian romance or whatever, Christian.com. Yeah, it was some devils over there too. So the best way to meet somebody is to go out, like Nina said, to a church or some event or a group that you're involved in or something, and meet people, because people can lie on the internet, and you know that. They can send you a picture and make you think they look like GQ, and then when you finally meet them, you're like, oh my God, it's Nightmare on My Street.
Well, that's it exactly, and yeah, it's better off to meet a person, meet in person. Our guest in there.
Guests are saying, you know, through the men with your, well, psychic ability sometime too, because you know what, when you meet somebody, we're women, we're like, right? When you meet somebody, so it's not necessarily that I would use my psychic ability. I'm using my common sense one-on-one as I'm talking to this individual, because I want to know about you spiritually. I want to know about you mentally, and I definitely want to know about you physically, because I want to know, you know, do you go on tour or are you kibbles and bits? So, you know, so I think being in person, you don't need to be psychic. You need to just look at the person, their spirituality, their mentality, and their physicality. And I'm going to tell you, it's not always about sex either. It's about how that person treats you.
Exactly. And for that guest that's in there right now, yes, Lannis and I have that ability, but that's not one I choose to use, because I've been married for 44 years and very happily married, so I don't need to do that.
No, and I was married for 17 and divorced, and I didn't even know I had a psychic ability. Maybe I'd have been gone sooner. Okay, forgive me, God. Go ahead, Nina.
That's all I want to say. I would ask for anybody listening right now to please send some prayers towards my husband and myself. We're going through a very rough time right now, and we could really use your prayers. So if you could just send some positive vibes, positive energy, and love sent towards us, that would really help us get through this tough time. So I thank you for that. And I thank you all for calling in. And for those of you around the world listening in on the chat room or online, I thank you for that as well. And Lannis, thank you so much for popping in with me tonight.
Yeah. I thought, you know, I'd come visit you. I didn't know you were going to put me to work, but I was coming to visit. And I enjoyed my visit, too. So there.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad.
And I want to thank Heather and Anna for being in the chat room tonight. Like I said, it's always a treat when they're in there, so I enjoy you two as well.
Oh, and as I do. Anna, you haven't been around for quite a long time, and it just lifted my spirit to see you in there tonight, so thank you very much. And Heather, you're always, always there for me, and I thank you so much for that. I love everyone very much. I hope you have a great week. And I am signing off for now. So, Lannis, take us out.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us from around the world in the chat room or even on the phone. We do appreciate it. It is our pleasure and our honor to give you answers to questions. Just remember that you can change your destiny at any time. And know that if nobody's told you they love you today, well, doggone it, me and Miss Nina do. All right. Have a good week, and God bless you.
Good night, everyone.